And he believed follow that North Sea, and we will follow that specific term, and continuity, to say that we are coherent. And so to him, I have been serving you for all these years, and he did not take this gift to me to return to my parents. And he also did not only the meaning of the power for the existence of the Son, the Red Son, but also accusing the Father that he never gave them any gift. And absolutely, allowed. But all the Son accused the Father that he never gave him a gift to make him happy to his friend. And of course, he forgot all the gifts and all the gifts of the Father. In the same way, the Jews never became the Son, and they denied all the things, and this is why they are in man. So the Lord was in this parable to work to prepare the Jews for the world, warning the Jews from what they are going to do, to spy men, and to give a man such spy to God. So this is the meaning of this parable. This is the meaning of this parable. It explains the two nations, the society of the Jews, and how God makes it. And in one of the first occasions, maybe you could say the clothing of God is the head of God. And for me, I read the clothing of God from the head of God. It is the overthrow. Because the overthrow denies the gift of the Father to protect the affairs of the brother. And the terrible in this without knowing whether the gift of the Father is not. The Father is of that power and gives it in order to enter into the mind. But the terrible is still whether the gift of the Father is or not. And actually, the Jews of this day, they didn't think of the man, which is the church of God. They are outside the church, they are not Christianity, so they think of God. But they didn't know that this is like that before we came to the time they believe in God. But until then, they are outside the man. So they have to believe in God. The first, the end of God, is the first to go from the end to the end, the first to go from the end, he was alive. So, I don't consider the end of God is the fully alive. Yes, he was fully, but now he is alive, and he is inside God. But the real fully of God is the overcome because he stays out of the way behind. And he needs to return to the house in order to enjoy and be satisfied in the life with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jews, they will never find such a life until they leave Christ and enter into the church. The point of contact for this parable we will come to see points us the importance of the ministry of the Lord Jesus. As the mission says, the church has three main ministries. The first ministry is the ministry of the spiritual care, this is directed towards the people of the first church. The ministry of the Lord Jesus, which is directed towards the people that are outside the church, and the ministry of evangelism that is directed towards the non-believers. So these are the three main ministries of the church. The ministry of spiritual care directed towards the believers inside the church. Ministry of prophecy directed towards the believers who are lost and the outside the church. And the ministry of evangelism that is directed towards the non-believers. And unfortunately, the ministry of the Lord Jesus and the ministry of evangelism see the constitution of the spirit and from the reading. And we need to see more attention to what leads to service, leads to making. Have the fish of the Lord sheep, and they will bring him back into the church and help to survive the unbeliever, and they will convert them to change. The problem of the work of Son may be many people who are identified with this work, or anybody. Many countries have sons or daughters who are away from Christ, and they don't know how to be with them. They want them to be recognized and to be in the church, but they don't know how to be with them. And this is why today I'd like to speak to some point to teach us how to deal with the old sheep, how to deal with the church of time. With my experience with the church, and some of my students are away from Christ, how to bring them back to Christ, or whether I am a hearer that has some of the Lord away from Christ, and if the church is lost, and now we bring him back to Christ. But before I give you this point, I'd like to explain the life of the Christ of Christ, the life away from the house of God, the life away from the church, how it works out. It is as the Bible says, my son of God, my son of faith. Those who are away from the church and those who are lost, they are spiritually dead. They are spiritually dead. And they give me a thing, they give me a hand. This son wishes to feed himself, even with the thoughts of his mind. And nobody gave it to him. And people who are working for the church, or even for Christ, they want to satisfy themselves, even with the thought of the mind, and nobody gave it to him. They keep him satisfied. Many people share with me their empty. There is no satisfaction, there is no happiness in their life. You want to see how many people be counseling and be professional for depression, for death, for anxiety, many people, especially youth, many youth have suicidal thoughts, they think it is survival. This world, this is like a norm in this society. Why? Because we are living away from it. It is only in Christ that we need to survive, that we alive, that we have success in our life. And away from Christ, there is no happiness at all. There is no joy away from Christ. How do we bring these people to that message? Number one, these people need love and need assistance. Need love and need assistance. As we heard in this prayer, the Father whom the Holy Spirit is coming from afar, he didn't weep, but he had compassion on him, and he helped him. He showed him compassion and love and acceptance. Even when the Son decided to say to the Father, I am not good to be one of your servants. The Father didn't allow him to say this. The Father didn't allow him to say this word, but accepted him as a beloved son. And the Lord in the acceptance of the Lord person and acceptance of his actions and behaviors. The big difference between accepting the person or accepting start to give the money and support it. And as long as you are supporting them, I mean here what the church of support, and supporting them with money, and provide the for their needs, for it to change, they will never change as they will never tell them. And this is not the Christian love. You are encouraging a wrong behavior. If you keep giving your son for your good every month and provide for their needs, while they are living a wrong life and away from God, they will use this money more to destroy themselves. And we need here to stop supporting the wrong behavior. And make it very clear to them that kids, we love them very much. And we explain to them that we cannot afford wrong behavior. We can't afford their treatment. We can take them to be clean. And we can pay for it. But we cannot afford and provide and give for drugs, for alcohol, for sport, for alcohol. I am saying this because there are times when I am involved in a problem like this, and like I get advice to the parents not to support wrong behavior, not to provide money and support for the children as long as they don't want to return, and they don't want to return to them. And I want to make it clear that yes, we can provide and we can support if you want to change, if you are willing to dream, if you are willing to return back to the right way. But I cannot support and I cannot provide as long as you are insisting in making such money. But there I say, no, we are not children and we cannot support and the good their life became worse and worse. They don't know we are supporting and encouraging a lot of behavior. This time, when he would gladly give himself the support of his wife, but as I like to say, no one gave him anything, he came to him. When no one gave him anything, he came to him. And it comes to change his mind. But as long as someone was provided, he would have been there. Just so, the difference between showing them love and assistance and encouraging long behavior. Love and assistance doesn't mean encouraging long behavior. They should read the result of their love. And when we read the results and the continuing of their life, and we discover the neighbors and the number in which we are living, this will be the turning point to come. Even from a Christian point of view, we say about our calling for the gender, for the right ethics, they don't start speaking Greek. Instead, after a big crisis of cancer, it would be less than that. So, sometimes those who are supporting, who are encouraging this demand, and we have to stop support, and when we stop supporting here, I mean financially, who are helping them, who are helping them to repair them. Why we are not supporting them financially? We show them love, and we show them support, most of the Christian support, and we show them assistance. But just I want to point this here. Of course, dealing with those things needs a lot of endurance and patience. Some people want quick response. No, dealing with such things needs a lot of patience. And what is the and we have the patient years of God, the very first time of these people were in the process. So whatever I'm going to do, it's not a book, it's a prayer, and when they open, now both of us are going to be in here. So we need to pray together. We need to ask for their behalf. We need to make that the Lord of their behalf. Our faith, the gift of God, will come from men and change them. So prayer is your love and sickness. Fulfilling and encouraging. These are some points that we should have in mind to keep in mind for all of our meeting with the kids. And in verse of Psalm 3, first he confesses his sin. He says, I have sinned against God. As if sin is not our life, it is sinned against God. Against the world. Any sin is against God. And that's why the scripture says, I have sinned against heaven and before you. And we should know when we go confession, we should know that when we can, we are sinning against God. When he confesses, he says, the Father is for the Father, not the Father, the Father is for you. Yes. Number one, he gave him a new rule. Actually, he said, there is a rule. And also, it is the basic part. It is the rule of humanity. It is our pleasure and our glory that we lost by living a sinful life. When we live a sinful life, we lose our glory, our duty, our pleasure as children of God. But when we return back to God, accept our sins, God, the best thing he gave to us is this rule which means his grace, his maturity, that pleasure in the glory of God. Number two, he puts in his finger grace. And grace is a part of conscience. He told him to be filled with as a last time. Number three, he gave me shoes. What are the shoes? You know, if we walk barefoot, we may hurt our foot and we may injure ourselves. But shoes protect us while our walk from being hurt or injured. So the shoes here represent the protection because God provides us with the return back to him. And what is the protection? How does it affect us? It is his command. The command lives in his command. And if we keep his command in our life, his command will protect us from hurting or injuring ourselves. And that's why this is the few words are right to my feet. So the shoes here represent the protection that God provides children through the command and through the word of God. And what is the second test? It is his love and his love. It is the communion. It is the unity of the union of men. It is the fellowship of God that we receive through eating from his body and his love. So, confession is very important to have a good faith. Confession is very important to have our beauty again, our glory again. Confession is very important to be restored to our faith in the children of God. Confession is very important again to have a wise and spiritual commandment that will protect us from hurting or injuring ourselves. And confession is very important in order to be able to eat from his body and his blood. But confession means we have to admit our sin and this person says, I sinned against heaven and for you. Many the miracle of the Lord himself will be a little we think, and how to accept the Lord with all of our heart, so that we will be worthy, hopefully, for serving Him and go to God in due time.
Oh,